Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau. Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the second International Film Festival and Awards Macau, in the company of Jeremy Renner, who is one of the ambassadors of this year's edition of the festival. Jeremy, do you come to this region much?
You know, coming from the West, it's so insular and isolated. And having experiences coming over to the East, especially in China, I found over the years, I think I came here for the first time, it was in Beijing, to promote Avengers 1. And from that point on is where I figured there was a lot of amazing opportunities and things that I was very unaware of. And I just thought there was a fantastic market. And art is art. And human emotion is human emotion. And that's what we all share in common. And so I focused on not any sort of cultural differences or beliefs or anything like that. I focused on all the things we had in common. And I saw a lot of cross-sections that made sense, especially in film and even other business opportunities. But I think the quality of the cinema and that comes out of here, coming over here from the West, there's X amount of films are allowed to show here, especially mainland China. And I found that I was in 5 of the 25 that were allowed at the time. I'm like, okay, well, maybe we can start doing films together and co-productions, things like that. So my Cantonese is absolute crap. It's a very difficult language, but I should start to learn it to make things move a little faster. But I see such common ground for East and West, and this is why I spend more time in China as I can. By the way, the fans are just amazing here.
And is this your first time in Macau?
Yeah, this is my first time in Macau. Spent only time in mainland China and Hong Kong prior. And so the reason to come out here was because I was offered the opportunity to be an ambassador. And it's for the same reason I spoke about with the film. It's, I think it's this great opportunity to, it's an honor, first and foremost, to be here as a representative from the West in cinema and see the cross-sections between, you know, Eastern film and Western film and how they sort of go hand in hand, essentially. But yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, extremely jet-lagged, but wow, this is a pretty beautiful place.
Do you watch many Chinese films? What's your take on them?
You know, I gotta be honest, I don't even watch my own movies, let alone movies lately. I watched a lot of cinema growing up, but since I got into the industry, I haven't had the opportunity to just watch any movies outside Trolls and Moana and Frozen, because I have a 4-year-old daughter, and that's about all I get to watch, is that a lot, over and over and over again. But so when I get a little bit more time, I'm going to get more well-versed in cinema once again, as I used to be. But I do catch more directors, not so much actual cinema. I don't have 2 hours to watch. I don't have that time to watch a movie. Like I said, I don't watch my own movie. But there's a few spots on the planet where a lot of great directors are coming out of in force, and a lot are coming from the East. A lot are coming from even Scandinavian countries, in Spain and Mexico. A few areas of the country where film is really, really taking off and real, real amazing. Now even Academy Award directors are being birthed. And I'm excited to see a Chinese director come in strong again. You know, it's a really exciting time. It's a really exciting time, I think, for directors specifically.
What can you tell us about the new Avengers film?
The Infinity War, I can't really speak too much about it, because there's a lot of change that happened. Obviously, more characters, and obviously some stay, some go. I don't know. I couldn't tell you who, even myself. I don't know. But it's an exciting movie. It's Infinity War is a very specific part of the comics, and there's a lot of wonderful changes that happen in these next two films. One coming out in May, with the first Infinity War, Avengers 3, if you will, and Avengers 4 the year after that. Currently still shooting Avengers 4 now, so I believe tomorrow morning But I guarantee you, it's going to be one of the bigger movies that has ever been released. It's going to be pretty exciting, I think, for a lot of the fans. We're all very excited about it.
Changing the subject, what's your take on the recent Me Too movement?
I don't really discuss so much what happens in media, but I think any time that there, you know, look, we almost had a president that was a female. That to me is awesome. That's worthy of speaking about, breaking glass ceilings in that way, and not in any other way. I think equality is important to speak of, and more importantly, to act on. And that's all I care about, is to be actionable. And I do that, done that all my life in my family. I grew up with all women, and still currently in my life, it's just a bunch of women in my family. So where I come from might be a little different than most people's lives, but I'm all about and always have support of women. What I did actually to help with that is the movie Arrival. It's not something that was a part that I'd probably be good for, but they wanted me, I don't know why. But it was a great role for Amy Adams, a very good friend of mine. And I chose to do that because Denis is one of the best directors out there, sure, but I did it because I think it's a fantastic thing to be a lead feature. She's a superhero. If anybody's seen The Arrival, she's a superhero because of her brain, because of her compassion, because of her heart, and her mind. And she's not a victim in a lead role. She's a powerful, strong human. Sure. But I wanted to support that. And that, to me, has value. So I'll continue to do stuff like that in my life, my personal life and professional life, to support women in powerful positions.
Which movies do you prefer, the big blockbusters or the smaller ones? Maybe more character-driven movies?
To get a job is really an amazing thing, a blessing and an honor as an actor. So there's not any one movie that kind of separates itself from another. I'm happy just to go out and be able to express human condition, human behavior, whether it's, you know, in a superhero costume or whether it's in a bomb suit. I have a preference for movies like the one I just did called Wind River that just came out, where it's a bit more character-based things like The Town, Hurt Locker, these types of things, with a bit more depth in character, and that, so it's a little bit more challenging for me, so I kind of prefer those things. But doing the giant, Bourne Legacies and superhero movies and Mission Impossible, these big tentpole films, allow me to go do those smaller movies that, like Wind River, a very important movie and story to be told, would never get made if I did not have, if I wasn't a superhero, I guess.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Renner, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.